Hey guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we jump into today's podcast, I wanted to invite you to a free four-part video series that I have that teaches you how to can. We go over the safety of canning, we go over the supplies and the equipment that you'll need, and then we actually get into the kitchen together and I show you every single step of the canning process so that you can follow along. There's free downloads, there's all the resources that you need to be able to complete the canning project all by yourself. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to can, or you just want to brush up on your canning safety, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
Okay, Kelly Hardy on strategies for extending the garden harvest. Can you talk about perennials more, and do you have a watering system? So yes, we can and we will be over time. We're doing a lot with perennials here and developing some perennial systems, and it is an essential part of our garden.
Yes.
We're sitting in what is becoming a one of our first food forests. The trees were here when we got here, and we are developing a multi-dimensional, multi-level food forest, and we'll talk about that in the future.
And those have perennials in them. Those are made out of perennials, predominantly a perennial system, right?
Yeah. As are most of our fruits and nuts and, and herb gardens. So just as a short, we will be discussing those more. They're a major part of the garden and the property and a resilient homestead.
And the reason for that really quickly is that as your perennials mature, you put in less work for the amount of harvest that you get.
Right.
You have plants that just come back every year and they start getting more mature and they're able to produce without a lot of input from you or as much as an annual garden. So you have a garden then that is producing with less work on your side. So it's kind of like the retirement program on the homestead, right? You put in the work early, get them up and going, and then eventually you have less work as those perennials take over.
They also provide a lot of benefits in adding dimension to the landscape, which provides for wildlife, provides for birds, provides for pollinators.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of value. So even on a very small holding, perennial systems are very, very important.
Yeah.
Luke's coming by to say hi. And do we have a watering system? You know, I have played with a lot of watering systems over the years. Most of them have been very basic, and I am just moving to a little more formal, I wouldn't say automated system, but something better than overhead sprinkling or flood irrigating, the different things that we've done.
Yeah.
I think I will talk more about that this summer.
Good.
And got something I'm excited about. I just want to use it for a while
before
I talk about it too much. Yep. Absolutely.
Good idea. And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you were looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.